Hi, guys.
Welcome to the show.
It's 5:30 on a Saturday night, half an hour before the weekly program Looking Up is set to broadcast from the KCFB studios in Sauk Rapids. You'd expect the teenagers here to produce the show would be scrambling around grabbing CDs or typing up that last script. But the mood in the studios is more like a slumber party than a radio program.
Yeah, we did.
Several teens are sprawled out on the floor talking about what they did this weekend. Two are making an ice cream run, and all around there's plenty of music. It's a relaxed atmosphere, one which belies the serious intent of the show.
It's kind of what we're talking about here tonight, seeking first the kingdom of God and putting the things of this earth kind of, well, way down the list. I don't even want to say secondary. I'm saying way down the list because there's a lot of things that that we have to have in priority.
That's right. Hey, Stacey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
What's something that God asked you to give up in your life?
Oh, man. Like Misty, you must be really in tune with the Spirit because I've been dealing with that a lot lately.
Looking Up is a mix of Christian rock music and discussions on life as a Christian teen. All the music and conversation on the show is created by and for young people. Missy Miller has volunteered as a co-host for the program since it began 2 years ago. She says at first, the show was all about music. But now more and more kids are calling for advice or a prayer.
Phone calls that have been coming in have been so needy that it's like shown us that we need to be talking about these issues. You know, we need to be talking about, you know, suicide and stuff because we've gotten calls from people who have said, you know, right now my friend is really considering suicide. You guys got to say something on the air.
Missy says her peers are searching for something real and genuine to guide them through their daily lives. And they want help with the tough questions, such as, why am I here, or what am I supposed to do with my life? The young hosts of Looking Up often share personal stories on the show and talk about how they have found the answers to their problems through God and the Bible. 19-year-old volunteer Jolene Plouffe says this show lets young listeners and volunteers know they are not alone. It's something Jolene wishes she had 5 years ago.
I was depressed. I didn't know why I was here. I wrote those depressing poems about there's no meaning in life, you know, and I just couldn't figure anything out. I mean, I was just really lost. My world was really dark.
Jolene says all she remembers of her early teens is feeling hopeless. Jolene was raised in a Lutheran family, but by the age of 14, church had become routine, and she felt as though religion wasn't very relevant to her life. At 19, Jolene is now a very different young woman. The smile almost never leaves her face as she talks about finding God.
When I accepted Jesus in my heart, my voids were filled. Like, within the next week, I mean, I was a completely happy person. I was totally different. I was happy. I had joy. I had peace. I had peace that I'd never had before, and I had a reason to go on.
Jolene's story is fairly typical of the teens who volunteer on Looking Up. She now attends a non-denominational church in the Brainerd area. She says she's heard the talk about kids falling away from church, but she doesn't see it. At her church, the pews are packed with teens, and the youth group is active and growing. Many of the Looking Up volunteers say their churches are just the same.
Well, my church is awesome as far as teens. Sometimes the youth group on Sunday nights, there's more people there than there is on Sunday mornings.
On Wednesday, we had a Lenten service, and during the time of offering, you can go up and pray. Well, the altar was packed with kids. I mean, there's more kids up there than were adults, and it just shocked me, just thinking, you know, these kids really have a hunger and a thirst for God.
The experience of these young people isn't a surprise to University of Washington comparative religion professor Rodney Stark. In the 30 years he's been doing research on church life in the United States, he says he's found a predictable pattern in church going. Teens do fall away from church. That's something which has been happening for more than 50 years. But Stark says they don't all disappear.
The kids are there. They're just not, you know, they're in a different place than their grandparents were.
Different because the population and attendance of traditional denominations has changed. Stark says churches popular in the 70s and 80s, such as Methodist or United Church of Christ, are now seeing a drop in congregation size. He argues it's because they've gone with popular trends and shifted the focus from God to more secular topics. But he says many church leaders continue to point to teen defection as the reason their congregations are dwindling.
I hear an awful lot of excuses from denominations that are losing market share to that effect. But you can go to some of these churches and not hear anything about religion. And that puts them in a very funny kind of situation.
Teens are now flocking to the non-denominational and evangelical free congregations, churches that emphasize spirituality without focusing on tradition. Stark says if the trends of the past hold true, these churches could just as easily be replaced by others in the next 10 to 20 years. Rick Heltney trains youth directors for Lutheran, Baptist, and Catholic congregations at the Minneapolis-based training center, Youth Leadership. Heltney says the big problem he sees between teens and church is that teens have no role in the worship service. Perhaps even more important, Heltney says not enough church leaders are reaching out to young people.
The church cannot sit within its four walls and invite students to come and expect that. I think that we need to take much more of an initiating posture and finding ways to connect with kids in their world, in their settings.
Heltney says teens are the future of a healthy congregation. But if the only concern is keeping kids in church, churches are doomed to failure.
If we are seeking to equip kids to live faithful Christian lives, then the things we do that make a difference in the lives of kids will lead them to be a part of that community that has had an impact on their lives.
The kids at Looking Up get this idea. They say week after week, they'll continue to share their experiences as young Christians and let teen listeners know church can be a place where they can get the support and prayers they're looking for. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.